Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us begin in a moment of silence as we center our hearts before the very throne of the living God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we come humbly before you this morning as your people, humbled of heart, humbled of spirit, humbled in your presence, coming to you with many needs, cares, and concerns. For the people that are near and dear to us, who we call our brothers and sisters in Christ. For those who travel and are away. For those who are traveling. And for those who will. Gracious and loving God, may a protecting hand be around them. May your grace and peace protect them. And Father, for those who suffer during this time of either a season of loss, a season of change, a season of uncertainty, a time when things seem far away, distant, out of touch, unsettled, uncertain, Father, may you step into that with your spirit of light, life, and direction, comfort, healing, presence, and peace. For let us turn unto you in all things, and in all things may we trust you. And Father, may our question not be the why, but how. And you are the how. So, Father, as we bring our needs, our concerns, our problems, our situations, you know what they are. And no problem is too great for you. No situation is unknown by you. And you are willing and ready to work for good, for grace, for mercy, for strength, for change. In a relationship with each one of us that is personal, intimate, and life-changing. And Father, we expand our prayers beyond our own congregations and selves to other congregations in this community and around the world. And Father, we pray for our nation and other countries. And by that we mean the leaders, the people among it, those who make it up, that they may be led by you, believe in you, and be centered on you, that they would find your peace and direction through love and grace. And Father, we do pray not only for those in our leadership roles, but also those who serve our country, and those who have served our country, and those who will. God, may you be with them, whether it's in military or law enforcement or any other emergency services, firefighters. Father, be with them, keep them safe, protect them, and give them strength. Father, we pray for those who are in hospitals, who are in nursing homes, shut-ins on their own homes, those who struggle with afflictions not seen, but of the heart and mind, the darkness of depression, dread and doubt, uncertainty. Father, we pray for them especially this morning, and would ask now that you hear us, as in heart and voice we praise you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.